that what they call you people?
Yes.
Are we on the air?
Yeah. It looks like Charles Forster Kane's living room in here. Puzzle pieces.
I've never seen that. Am I right? Film.
What are you? What are you? His opera singer wife? What's her name? I don't even remember the character's name. You never seen Citizen Kane?
No, I've never seen Citizen Kane.
What a fucking punk!
Is it that good? Everybody says it's amazing. Yeah, it is.
Believe the hype.
I don't know.
Anthony, welcome to Pop Culture Man Children, PCMC. What a joyous day for you to be here. Oh my God, what an exciting day. Anthony Bongiorno's here. You remember him from the Return to Oz episode. He has the same last name as me.
Totally by chance.
He is a English teacher. And
excuse me, that's an English teacher.
He's what I say, a English teacher.
I'm just kidding.
He's he makes words with his mouth. And well, you know who he is. Anyway, listen, fuck all this nonsense. The Star Wars Episode 9 trailer came out today.
All right, so
the day we're recording this,
we have not spoken about this prior to this moment.
It came out today. So first of all, let me say, spoiler alert to this trailer. If you're somebody that doesn't want to know anything about Star Wars Episode 9, the title of it, the things about it, then this is not the episode for you. Spoilers all up in this bitch, okay? As well as wild rumor and conjecture, various fan theories, and
we can't back up any of this.
Nope. Not at all. So, yeah, and we're recording it the day that it came out. I think this is day one of Star Wars Celebration.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't wait for May 4th.
I think they've been very, like, tight-lipped about this movie up until now.
Well, it wasn't until I was watching the trailer that I realized how little I knew about it.
Right.
So, I guess.
So, what's your initial reaction?
Okay, my initial, totally honest initial reaction.
Yes.
I don't like the title.
You don't like the title?
No.
The title is The Rise of Skywalker.
I don't like it. I feel like it's weird that it's so, I feel like it's too specific or something. It's uh-huh. Like there have been 8 other movies that have always been kind of mysterious, like Phantom Menace, A New Hope, Return of the Jedi.
Right, right.
And then for this last one, it's just super specific, like The Rise of Skywalker. Having his name in there feels...
Okay. And I've heard other people say that.
Yeah.
But what if... Think about this. It's the last of the Skywalker saga.
What if it was like Rey's Revenge? Like,
right, right.
It would be weird.
But it's the last of the Skywalker saga, right? And the trailer makes it an important point to be like, this is the end of a whole 9 movie series, not just this trilogy.
And she's a Skywalker, obviously.
I don't think so.
So who's rising?
Well, first off, Bill had a good theory.
Okay,
and
go ahead.
Then some other people online had a similar theory.
With one single thing.
Oh, well, okay. Well, shots fired. But also, I read some other people had the same theory, which is Skywalker is going to be the name of the new thing, like Jedi. Like Revenge of the Sith, Return of the Jedi, Rise of Skywalker.
See, that would make sense, and that would kind of address my complaint that mm-hmm. it seems like it's about one person. So it'd be like, oh, okay, that makes sense. It'd be like a new... It would be like the Rebellion, the First Order, and then Skywalker as like an organization.
Right, right. Or that's like actually... an order. And Skywalker might... one article I was reading said like... Oh, wait. Was it an article? No, you know what? I think this was a quote from Bill Gagliardi, our friend.
Shout out.
Yeah, this is a quote from him. Each trilogy set ends with the ascension of the order that's taking power. Jedi, Sith... and Skywalker, or light, dark, and gray. This is their version of left, right, and center.
Oh, that's a really because smart idea, actually.
There's the idea that gray meaning, like, you accept that there's good and bad in you, and that there's darkness in you and light in you.
Yeah, I've said that before about Star Wars in general, that, like, they always talk about the dark side and the light side of the Force. And
yeah.
I always kind of felt like they were going to have to come to a point where they said, like, they need to be in a harmonious balance with one another without right. one taking over.
Well, they always talk about balance, but it never makes any sense because they don't really want balance.
No,
they
exactly.
want the good to win.
Exactly. Maybe they'll just split the galaxy right down the middle.
Because even going back to episode 1, they talk about Anakin bringing balance to the Force, and it's like... Well, then he kind of does, right? Because the Jedi had been in power for like 1,000 years, and then Anakin comes along and brings the Sith into power.
Right. But that's not... Is that balance, though? That's kind of just like swinging the pendulum the other way.
I guess, yeah. Yeah.
I think that's that would be cool if that is true, that yeah. Skywalker's the name of
the... Well, the title is always has like a double entendre and is vague, right? I mean, if you think of every title, none of them... They all have a bunch of meanings.
Well, that's why... I was initially turned off by the title because I thought that it was specific. Just very literal. Yeah. So maybe I'm
Star
being
Star Wars: The Legend of Luke's Gold.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's the title.
Yeah.
So
what else
covered
did you think about it?
I thought that it looked good. I think that at first. It started the way I expected it to start. I feel like it started similar to... Yeah, yeah. I feel like the last trailer kind of started like that.
Yeah, yeah. It actually did.
Yeah.
And the first trailer began with Finn breathing heavily.
Yeah,
in Jakku.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like
so
they all
it's
have.
A breathing trilogy.
Yeah. Huh. There's something there.
Yeah.
There's an undergrad paper there.
Absolutely.
I thought it was... It looked really, really good. I liked seeing Leia. That made me tear up a little bit. I liked hearing Luke... I feel like he's going to be all over the movie.
Yeah, and why not? I mean, it's the Force, right? It's not like he'd be breaking a precedent. We know that they come back.
I mean, everyone who's died, every Jedi who's died has kind of come back again and again.
Speaking of coming back, the big reveal...
Lando.
No, at the end, you hear Emperor Palpatine's laugh.
I was wondering... Okay, I'm dumb. I should have figured that out.
Luke says a line that he says to Leia in The Last Jedi, referring to Han. He says, no one's ever really gone. You hear that at the end of the trailer, then you see the title, and you hear Emperor Palpatine laughing.
So does that
laughing.
Mean he's back?
At Star Wars Celebration, they did the panel today with J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy and the whole cast. And then at the end, and Stephen Colbert hosted it. And at the end,
yeah, I heard that.
J.J. Abrams was like, oh, who wants to see the trailer? Everyone crazy. And they showed it, and everyone went crazy. And then the stage lights went up, and Ian McDermott, the actor who plays Palpatine, was on stage. And he went, roll it again. And then they played it again. So...
How'd he say it?
Roll it again. Oh, okay. He did it in his Palpatine voice.
Has it always been the same actor?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to get technical about it, in the original Empire Strikes Back, it was a woman but with baboon eyes and another person's voice.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Because in Empire Strikes Back, we only see him in a
hologram.
So it was the lower part of the face was an actress.
Okay.
The upper part of the face was baboon eyes, and then a third actor did the voice.
I didn't know any of that.
Ian McDermott came into Return of the Jedi,
and he was in
episode 1, 2, and 3. Yeah.
Oh yeah. There's no Emperor in New Hope.
No.
Is there? The big bad guy in New Hope is really
Tarkin.
What's his British
Governor
face?
Tarkin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
His name is Governor Tarkin.
Yeah. I won't remember that in five seconds.
He's a Grand Moff. Okay.
No big deal.
Famously, they never made a figure for him in the original line.
Why?
I have no idea. Maybe they thought no one wanted to play with an old British dude.
That's really interesting. Yeah, going back to the New Hope, like, really, all the bad guys were British except for Darth Vader.
Yeah, yeah. Because they were like... Super quiet.
It's really hard to like think about. I know I'm taking us off topic, but it's hard to think about like the original Star Wars, just watching it as a piece just by itself, and how different of an experience that must have been for people who watched it when it first came out.
Oh, sure, yeah,
compared
absolutely.
To the way we watch it now with everything we know in hindsight.
I just saw Empire Strikes Back with a live orchestra, and which was beautiful, and I was struck by how much it reminded me of The Last Jedi, and I thought like. People must have hated this, too.
I think they did. I think it originally got mixed reviews.
Right. And by the way, I think after The Rise of Skywalker comes out and it's got a big happy ending and now it's a cohesive three-part thing, people will feel better about The Last Jedi. The middle is always going to be...
They're just going to shit on all three.
Oh, well, that's already going to happen. Because I could already predict that those people who didn't like The Last Jedi for being... too original and didn't like The Force Awakens for retreading things, they're going to feel the same way about this new movie for retreading.
I hope this movie just fucks those people good.
What do you mean?
Like, I just hope there's a reveal that is like, I don't know. I can't even think of what I mean, but just like something that really, really, really pisses them off at the end. Like right in the last minute.
I want to look at the trailer together. Because there is a lot to unpack in it, even though it's just a teaser. You know, for a teaser, it's actually pretty dense. They really, like...
Yeah, I actually didn't...
put a lot in there, into it.
I was expecting to see so much. So we're live,
watching it. Lucasfilm.
Live vlogging.
Here's Rey. She's breathing heavily. She's in a desert. She studies her breathing. Reminds me of Qui-Gon in episode one. Very Jedi of her.
She does a Matrix move in a second. That's.
We hear Luke talking. A thousand generations live in you now. This is a great Western, right? She's in the. You see her hand at her hip with her lightsaber, like it's a duel, like it's an old Western duel.
Do I have to pay tuition for this?
Every generation has a legend. By the way, for a second, I seriously thought this was a pod racer because you see this desert. You
oh my see that god, rock that would formation. Be great. See, that's what I mean. Like something that would just really fuck people.
Oh, if it was just a 40-minute pod racing sequence.
Yes.
Okay, so we see Kylo Ren's TIE fighter low to the ground. Looks like it's gonna like hit her. She runs in the same direction of it, but it's gaining on her.
Crazy backflip. There it is.
Now it's a crazy. Fucking move this Christmas. Princess Leia's theme, which I think is really nice. Okay, some city. Kylo Ren killing somebody. Kylo Ren putting his mask back together. Rey and Poe.
Who's that new little robot?
I don't know. It's little Lando Calrissian laughing. The saga comes to an end. More desert fighting. We see. I love that they're all together in this.
That's the oh. That's the medal from the end.
For a second. That's the medal from the end of the first movie. One.
Yeah.
We see you see some barge or some fast moving ship on the desert planet with Poe, Finn, and C-3PO. Yeah. And there's shots with Poe, Finn, C-3PO, and Rey. So I like because it's crazy to think that like Rey doesn't meet Poe to the end of The Last Jedi.
Yeah, that moment at the end of The Last Jedi was just like, huh.
Yeah, they've never been together.
When they introduce themselves.
Yeah, and he's like, I know who you are.
Yeah, that's...
But
I guess I had assumed that they'd met.
No. Some people go, well, didn't they meet at the end of Force Awakens? But I don't think they did.
Do you think that they're on Luke's home planet?
I don't know. You know, early rumors like said that they were going to, as a way of tying the whole thing together, early rumors said that they're going to return to Tatooine, they're going to return to Naboo, they're going to return to a lot of things.
We don't need to go to Naboo.
No, Naboo's pretty cool. At least in the comic books, the Naboo after the period of the prequels was like half desolate and then half like a weird emperor like the palace that she lived in is like a weird emperor museum because okay. The emperor comes from there, so like you would walk through and there'd be like all sorts of weird emperor propaganda. Well, cool. So it could be
I think we cool. should go to Gungan City. I think that's where the final showdown should be.
Well, I mean, I'd be sad if we see Naboo and we don't see Gungans walking around because they made the peace 60 years ago. So we see, all right, we see Rey hugging a cutout scene of Carrie Fisher from The Force Awakens.
Is that?
Yeah, that's what they, you know. I mean, this close up where we see Rey's face, it's probably a different person.
Oh.
But that Carrie Fisher. Because she died before they started filming this.
I thought that they had already filmed some of it.
No. All of Carrie Fisher's stuff is stuff that was cut out of The Force Awakens.
Oh. So they really had to do a lot of rewriting then, right?
You know, that would imply that...
Are they making this up as they go along?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. There wasn't a lot of rewriting because a lot of the...
Wasn't it supposed to be her movie? That was the rumor,
that was one
right?
of the things people said. You know, one of the reasons that Mark Hamill got so bent out of shape was the original director of episode 9, Colin Trevorrow, was like, oh my god, Luke's gonna fucking kick ass in episode 9, blah, blah, blah. And then Rian Johnson came in and was like, okay, so Luke dies. And then he was like, but... Oh, the director of episode 9 said that I'm in it. And he was like, oh, well, I don't know anything about that.
There's a
that.
New sheriff in town,
yeah,
Hamill.
Really. It's been like a baton race rather than a cohesive thing. That's why I think it's actually smart that they brought back JJ to be like, okay, let's make this all... They really did just start.
Yeah.
You know, people go, oh, you know, what is Rey's parentage?
They didn't know.
That's why Rian Johnson was... If they knew, Rian Johnson would not have been able to say Rey's parents are nobody.
Right.
Which seems to be, of all the things people dislike about The Last Jedi, that's the thing that sticks with people the most.
Which I don't
I like it.
I like it too.
I don't think she needs to be anybody. That it could be anybody. Anybody could be a hero. Like the broom boy at the end. You know, anybody can.
Oh, people hate that broom boy too.
I love broom boy. I like the idea that you don't have to be part of some weird dynasty to be a hero.
Yeah. No other Star Wars movie has had like a stinger like that at the end, right?
No. And apparently they spent a lot of time. There was a lot of versions where it was in, it was out. They kept cutting it in, putting it back. And I'm glad they put it in.
What if broom boy comes in at the end of The Rise of Skywalker?
I think he should be the Rise.
And reveals to the audience that the Emperor is Jar Jar.
I am. Well, you joke, but a lot of people have been saying that for a long time.
Wait, what?
I mean, I don't know how much people really believe it, but this idea that Jar Jar is evil.
I thought he died.
Jar Jar has a sad fate. Wasn't it implied
that he died in Attack of the Clones?
No.
Or Revenge of the Sith?
In a recent book, you meet up with him, and it's very sad.
Oh, God.
He's an addict. No, he's a... almost.
Living
he's
on
a
the street.
Street performer juggling for
oh,
money.
Oh, my God.
You know, he was once a senator.
That's... And he was now a senator?
Yeah, he was a senator for Naboo. He's the one who... the Emperor...
Was this in the movies, or is this in the...
This is in episode 2. He's the one who suggests that the Emperor get special powers because it's a war.
Yeah.
He honestly makes a big...
He said that sentence just like you said it?
Something like that. You see him in the Senate suggesting that they give him special powers, and then you see Yoda and Mace Windu looking at him, listening like this is a bad idea. It was George Lucas's way of being like, fuck you for thinking he's not important. I'm going to make him have a very important part of... The Emperor's
so then it's all
ascent.
His fault
in a way.
I guess it's just been Qui-Gon's years fault. Since I've watched the prequels.
You want to just pause real quick and watch all 8?
Please, let's not. I'll watch 5. I don't want to watch the first 3 again or the second 3.
You didn't like Solo, right? But you didn't really see it.
I fell asleep, which says a lot.
But it was after Christmas dinner.
I also
dinner.
Fell asleep.
It was Christmas dinner.
It was.
You were like, no one was into
I
it
was
for me.
Knocked out.
Yeah, so I don't think that counts.
I also fell asleep during, what's it called?
Rogue One.
Yeah.
Did you?
I did.
Rogue One's probably my least favorite of the new Disney era movies.
I liked what I saw. I just, gosh, I couldn't stay awake.
I couldn't keep my ass open.
I tried to sleep during Avengers Infinity War.
Oh. Listen, that's not what this episode's about. So
somebody said something about the staff that he's holding is Rey's staff or something.
Who, Kylo?
Finn.
Oh, maybe. I like that 3PO is in this. You'll always be with you. I love this shot. Oh, this is a big thing. We see the main cast together, Rey, Finn, Poe, Chewbacca, and C-3PO, and we see them looking at something, and then we have the reverse, and they're looking at part of the Death Star in an ocean, which was part of the original, of all the many original drafts of The Force Awakens. One of them had this in it, the idea of them going, having to find the wreckage of the Death Star.
Is it the first Death Star or the second Death Star?
I think it's the first by its size.
It looks really cool. Like, it looks really good.
The
wreckage of it, like, floating in the ocean.
But what are they going for? And how does Palpatine come back? Is he cloning himself? Did the thing he said in episode 3 come to pass, that he learned to come to bring life back? Something like that? I don't know.
Or is he a Force ghost that haunts?
Well, another thing people were mad about with The Last Jedi was the death of Snoke. But I think bringing Palpatine back is a good idea then. Although, part of me is worrying that, you know, Rian Johnson tried these new interesting things and people say, no! So JJ was like, hey, here's JJ the fucking clown here, fucking, right? I mean, JJ's great, but he's also like, he's not a great fucking auteur. He's just a fucking, he's an exciting filmmaker. I mean, he made an exciting Star Trek movie. Having said, I don't like Star Trek or are really a fan of the thing, I'm just gonna make one. So
he's good at giving audiences what they want,
and this looks like it's gonna give us what we want.
Yeah,
Someone asked Rian Johnson at CinemaCon a couple weeks ago, how would you feel if J.J. Abrams changed some of the things you did? Well, how would you feel he changed or his parentage and stuff? And he said he doesn't care. He said, whatever, I just want it to be a good movie. You know, I don't care what he does.
Is he still
to be excited and interested.
Is he still getting his trilogy? Sorry.
Yes, he is. He is still getting his
Even
trilogy.
Even after the lukewarm reception.
There was a lot of nerd rumor. They're like, his trilogy is canceled, but it has not been canceled. And lately you've been hearing more about it.
What is it going to focus on?
I don't know. There's two random trilogies. There's Rian Johnson's, and then the producers of Game of Thrones have a trilogy.
Hmm. Is one of them going to be about the little dragons? People living inside the Force?
No, that was Yarge's idea, guys.
What were they called?
The Midichlorian people.
No, the yeah.
They it's like Osmosis Jones.
Yeah.
So I was working at one of the colleges I work at, teaching a film class today. We watched E.T., produced by Kathleen Kennedy, and I was leaving for the day. I was actually outside the building, and I saw that the trailer had dropped, and I started to watch on my phone, and I was like, you know what, fuck this. And then I ran back into my room, fired up the projector, and put it on the big screen.
For the kids or just for you?
No one was there. My students were gone already. So I went out into the hallway and went, hello people in this room. And everyone looked at me like a weirdo, and I'm like, I'm Professor Buongiorno. The new Star Wars trailer just came out. I'm gonna screen it in this room if you want to watch it. And three kids followed me into the room.
They were like, I'm gonna go with this guy.
Yeah. There was one.
I'm screening it in my van.
There was one female student who looked at me like, I don't know
if I'm gonna go to a second location with this guy.
But and then one of the kids was like, I know you. You were my professor in freshman year. I was like, I don't remember.
You didn't remember him.
I was like, I don't remember.
You mean nothing to me, son.
How could I remember so many students?
You're my father.
But we watched it together, and I said it was. I enjoyed this experience with you guys. And then I went home. And then on my ride home, I couldn't stop thinking about it. I was so excited about it.
It does look good. I think it does look good. I feel like it'll be. A part of me kind of feels like it's gonna hit exactly the way Last Jedi hit. Like, I feel like it's gonna be hate it or love it. I don't know why I have that feeling.
I think that's the way they are now.
Yeah, because I feel like, really thinking back, I was so excited about Force Awakens, but I feel like even after Force Awakens came out, I knew a bunch of people who were like, oh, it's just New Hope all over again.
Yeah, I think more people will like this than like Last Jedi, but certainly, even in the next couple of days, you're going to see people hating on the trailer and being like, ah, why is Palpatine back? Why do I have to go back to the old?
I'm sure it's already started.
So the Rise of Skywalker, I this is nerdy of me, but when I heard it, I did the thing in my head where I was like, okay, The Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones,
oh, I did the same
Revenge
thing.
Of the Sith, A New Hope, The Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, Rise of Skywalker, or The Rise of Skywalker. That's the whole thing. That's the nine cycles.
For now.
Well, I think they say they're done with the Skywalker saga, and I think they are, because I think they're going to just make spinoffs and
this
other things.
This team is. I still feel like in 10 years, someone else is going to come in and be like, let's make 11-12, you know, 10-11-12.
Sure.
So I don't, you know, as long as there's money to be made.
Truthfully speaking, there's no reason to make these three. I'm happy they did too. And I feel like bringing Palpatine into it really gives it a nine, you know, Palpatine being just, you know, an evil corrupt senator in episode one, and now he's back. It makes a whole long sort of, like, you know, it makes sense as a narrative.
Yeah, it goes back to the beginning.
Sheev Palpatine. Yeah, I know his first name.
Is that his first name? What is it?
Sheev.
Sheev?
Sheev.
Can I get a spelling on that?
I believe it's... I'm thinking of
like...
I think there's an I
like
there.
Liev Schreiber?
Yeah, it's like Sheev Palpatine. I think it's S-H-I-E-V. I could be wrong with that.
I never knew that.
Or maybe
that.
It's Chev. No, it's Sheev. Sheev Palpatine. Well, the reason you don't know it is because they never said it in any movie. But I know a lot of ancillary information.
Is this from the comics, the books? I know that they did a big
thing. Well, it's
thing.
All canon like, they now.
Is it all? I was just going to say, didn't they kick a lot of stuff out of the canon?
The old canon used to be more confusing, where it was like there were different levels of canon. There was G canon, which was anything George Lucas said. Okay. And then there was various different levels of canon, and then just non-canon things, like some video games. Now, in the Disney era, everything's canon, which they've already kind of broken that rule in some ways, like with some of the Lego things, like is the Lego show canon. But now it's all considered canon.
I remember when we were kids, our dad having the book trilogy that was the original episode, 7, 8, and 9. And remember,
no, Dave had that. Our brother Dave.
I thought they were dads.
That was the air. That was the
I remember there were twins in them.
Oh yeah, the
Solo twins.
Yeah.
That's, I wonder how similar they are to these three.
That's the Tron trilogy.
Okay.
Heir to the Empire, and then the other two.
Yeah, yeah.
Those were considered like the trilogy of the old canon, but now Thrawn is back and
so but those don't count then.
No, but they brought the character back. They'll bring things back from the old canon in new different ways.
What about, remember that book we read like 20 years ago, both of us, Shadows of the Empire, that was really good.
Yeah, that's,
and
not,
there was a video game too.
I don't believe
too.
That's canon. No, I don't think that's canon anymore.
That was a good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I think I read like the kid version of it.
Yeah, I did too.
I remember at the end, C-3PO flew the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
And I just remember that being wild.
That was the coolest thing that ever happened. Yeah, I like that. I wouldn't mind that being
canon.
That
was the guy, the villain in that was the green guy who shot the, like that Emperor-style electricity
out
of his
claws. Yeah, I remember the end, the Rebels and the Imperial TIE Fighters are fighting on the same side against that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a good...
Against that guy?
That was a good book.
Yeah, and that was where we got everyone's favorite old canon character, Dash Rendar.
Oh, yeah.
Dash Rendar was basically a red-headed Han Solo.
A scamp.
Yeah, he was a scamp, and then he conveniently died at the end of that.
And no one ever mentioned him again.
So they were like, well, let's never mention him again.
And the villain, too, died, and they never mentioned him again.
I would love, they've brought back, I mean, this is some real hardcore nerd shit. They brought back Dash Rendar's ship and that type of ship, but they haven't brought him back yet. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. You never know what gets brought back into the canon. There's so much coming up. There's the Mandalorian TV show. There is the Diego Luna.
Now, is this going to be on Disney Plus, this
stuff? Yes, sir. Yeah. Plus, Disney Plus is going to have a bunch of Marvel shows I'm not interested in. They're doing a Vision, Scarlet Witch, and those are the Avengers I care the least about. When they come on screen, I'm like, I don't care about any people. But you don't like Marvel at all, right? Or you like Slytherin?
I like, to me, it's they're each one is so different. It really depends on what it is. Like, I really like Guardians of the Galaxy. Well, I like the first Guardians of the Galaxy a lot. Mm-hmm. The second one was, I thought it was pretty good. It was okay. But I just feel like they're all so tonally different that when they were all together in the Avengers, I was just like, I feel like I'm watching a mix of a bunch of different,
like, one of you's a raccoon.
Movies. Yeah. It was, I hate when anything takes itself seriously, too seriously.
And that's certainly where they've gotten.
And that's Avengers. Yeah. 100%.
So before we end this minisode, let's make some wild guesses that will inevitably be wrong.
Okay.
Does Kylo Ren die?
I'm going to say yes. I think Kylo Ren is going to die, and then you're going to see him like in the arms of his ghost Leia mama.
Okay.
She can come back as a ghost, right? I mean, she flew through space.
Yeah, she can come back as a ghost. You mean Carrie Fisher or the character?
Oh God!
Oh, come on, she would have loved. She would have loved that off-color joke. She was a scamp. She would have loved it.
By the way, that's one thing that everybody hated about Last Jedi that I was not bothered by in the least.
It's because people are fucking sexist.
They're like, Carrie Poppins.
Oh my God, she flew with the fucking force. I know, right? What a fucking realistic series this was before that happened.
I got a goober stuck in my neard.
Oh man, you know what I think, if there's anything awkward about that sequence is that they play Leia's theme instead of the Force theme, and something
but
about
she's
the,
Leia.
Yeah, but I agree, but there's something about the sort of lilting nature of Leia's theme that kind of makes it awkward, but I thought that scene was great.
I thought it was all fine. I don't know. I just thought it was all great. I loved
seeing her use the Force that way. Oh, speaking of this, she's not in the trailer, but they also released a bunch of stills from the movie, and Rose Tico is in this new movie. Uh-oh. Probably not a big part, but they're not completely ignoring her.
Good.
She's part... And I...
Because she was victimized by trolls, they should cut her part down. That's
right. BS. I agree. I'm glad that she's still in it. I liked her character. If she's going to have a smaller part, that's fine. But I'm glad they're not just completely ignoring her.
No, they shouldn't.
Every Star Wars movie has characters that are just in those movies.
Yeah.
So I don't mind her not having a big part, but she should be part of the Resistance.
So,
of the main three who will die, I could see Poe dying because he's such a fucking flyboy hero.
He was supposed to die in Force Awakens.
Right. And God, that would have been a terrible decision.
Yeah. I want... Are you shipping any of the characters?
No, but I like Reylo. I like the idea...
No,
listen. I like the idea that Kylo Ren is in love with her.
Yeah, he is.
But I don't like the idea of her being in love with him or them getting together.
Unless she's his sister.
Yeah, oh, that would be really fucked up. Because then we'd have another incestuous relationship in Star Wars. I hope she's not his sister or related to him. And I hope he continues to be... It seems clear to me at the end of the last one that he's in love with her and she rejects him. So I kind of like that dynamic.
Do you... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it. I think he'll die. I think Poe could die. I think Rey will live. I think... I'm trying to think of how Palpatine will be in it, in what form, in what way. Is he going to be like, I was behind everything. I've been here the whole time. Snoke was working for me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, yes. I think that 100% is going to happen. I was going to ask, like we've talked about before, that Kylo Ren, and this is... A lot of this has to do with the fact that Adam Driver is such a better actor than Hayden Christensen. It's like Kylo Ren is like what Anakin should have been, which is like somebody who's really torn between good and evil. And we've never gotten a redemption story. So would you want him to die, or would you want them to finally be able to turn the villain good?
I feel like that I would have accepted that
at the end of the last Jedi.
Especially after he killed Snoke. But I feel like at this point, he's killed his father. He's killed so many people. I don't know if I'd want a redemption arc for him at this point. I would want him... I mean, maybe the point is just like, he is a little good, but he just chooses to be a dick. And she is a little dark, but she chooses to not be a dick. By the way, completely off what we're talking about now. In the original trilogy, they were very famous for creating new... outfits for people so they can make new action figures. I kind of like that Rey always has the same outfit, but she's got it in different colors.
Yeah.
Like when she went to the Jakku Forever 21, she was like, I like that. I'm going to take it in sand, tan,
rust,
gunmetal gray, and white.
when you know something works for you.
She, you know what? The X... Like the X sort of look of the things going the aesthetic, over her.
Yeah.
I mean, it works for her. She.
this is Star Wars Project Runway.
My friend Jen said of one of the leaked images, boy, she really knows how to tie up her hair, and she really does.
She does.
She knows how to tie up her hair and get down to business.
I loved all of the outfits that Carrie Fisher wore in the last one.
Yeah, that was another thing people didn't like. I loved it.
I thought she looked great. I thought she was at her best performance she's ever given.
Yeah, she was
best
great.
She's ever. I mean, not best she's ever looked, but she looked good.
No, and I like that. She had the idea. She said to Rian Johnson, "I should have a lot of jewelry," and he was like, "Ah, sure."
She should.
And she also wrote Damn some. It. She because she's a great writer. She wrote things.
Yeah.
She came up with the line in the Force Awakens where she said, "I changed my hair." She was supposed to say to what's her name? Haldo. May the Force be with you. But then she said we should say it at the same time, and then she says it to me.
Was Haldo...
First of all, character I love, Haldo.
Yeah, I liked her too. I really did. I thought that was a really good performance. When I was watching Last Jedi the first time, I got the feeling that Haldo was a stand-in for Leia because Leia died halfway through. Is that true? Like, was that just going to be Leia doing all that stuff?
Oh, no. She died after they wrapped the movie.
Really?
Yeah. So she'd filmed everything they were going to film. I do think it would have been cool
weird.
For them to go back. Well, no, they wouldn't have been able to do that.
I feel like, why have her be absent for so much of it?
I don't know. I guess they wanted just another strong female character.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but
you needed Poe to start an insurrection, but Poe is his relationship with Leia is so great, which is, I think, one of my favorite things of these movies. He's like her real son.
Yeah.
He's like a Han, but he's also like her real son, and he really loves her.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Fucking Kylo Ren.
That piece of shit.
So, usually, the last movie ends with an epic lightsaber battle. Is the lightsaber battle Rey and Kylo? Is it Rey and Sheev Palpatine? Is it,
Oh, it's...
What's gonna happen?
I don't know. I feel like, It's gotta be Palpatine and Rey, I think.
If Palpatine is a corporal
character
really in it. I mean, that would be cool as long as it were, like, actually good-looking.
Oh.
You know, yeah. There is a precedent for Palpatine having always been part of some plan. Because you hear Palpatine's... you hear his voice in Rey's vision in the first one.
Did we ever get to what that was, the vision in the first one? In Force Awakens.
Well, yeah, it's her parents leaving her.
Right, right.
And it's Kylo Ren and the Knights of Ren killing all of Luke's students.
Oh, right.
They didn't get into the Knights of Ren in The Last Jedi, which is another thing people got pissed off about. But
yeah.
From released or from leaked images of the new movie, the Knights of Ren are in it. So you're going to see... And the Knights of Ren, I guess, are the handful of students of Luke's that he took with him.
Yeah.
I mean, I do get people who are like, J.J. Abrams set a lot of stuff up and Rian Johnson didn't deliver on that. But I also feel like, well...
There's still one more movie to go.
And also, like, you know, I feel like Rian Johnson got fucked because J.J. Abrams knew bringing Luke back was going to be a difficult decision or a difficult thing to pull off. So he kept putting it off and then eventually he put it off to the next movie. He skirted it to the next guy. He was like, you deal with this problem I don't want to deal
with.
Yeah,
that was a real fuck you at the end of Force Awakens.
Yeah, he and Rian Johnson even said about Luke's character, he was like, well, what was I supposed to do? How can I make him be this heroic guy that you want him to be if he ran away? I was left with the job of explaining why he ran away.
Listen, I've said since the minute I saw Last Jedi, I think the decision that they made... or the decisions that they made about Luke's character were great. I think it shows real character development.
Right.
And what was he going to be? Luke is a very uninteresting character in the original three. He's
right.
He gave the best performance. It was the most interesting he's ever been in Last Jedi.
Right, right. You're right. In the original trilogy, he's sort of an avatar for the audience member.
Yeah, he's just like the blue-eyed,
right,
blonde-haired
exactly.
little boy.
In the last one, he's grown this sardonic sense of humor, like when he's fucking with Rey.
Yeah.
He's aged. He's become embittered. He reminds me a little bit of... like Doctor Who post the Time War, like he's just like he's seen so much shit. I love him in that. And of course, you know, people talk about it forgetting that like he does come back around. After his conversation with
right,
Yoda
right.
and his death, he realizes I can't not do anything.
I feel like people don't give enough credit to Yoda's performance in The Last
Agreed.
Jedi.
Agreed. I'm glad
I think
we
that's
can agree
a
on
great
this.
Great scene and it's got one of my favorite lines. As a teacher, which is when he talks about the curse of teaching.
Oh, yeah. We are what they grow beyond.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is beautiful.
That made me tear up.
And then, but some people are like, but he says page turner. Why would he use such a why would he use such a colloquialism in Star Wars? Oh, boy. So anyway, this has been Star Wars Talk. No, this has been Pop Culture Man Children, PCMC. I'm Mike Bongiorno. I'm joined today with Anthony Bongiorno.
That's right.
This has been a mini-sode. Tune in next week for a full-sode. If you've never listened to Pop Culture Man Children before, oh boy, you are in luck because this is a podcast that's all about popular culture and TV, movies, fandom, toys, all sorts of fun, nerdy bullshit. You can
fun nerdy bullshit fun, should nerdy be the bullshit, new title of which the podcast. Is, yeah.
You can listen to Pop Culture Man Show anywhere podcasts are available. So, all right, I think we did it. We're gonna go bye bye.